Aunt Irene. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we're going to talk about Aunt Irene, that is the great aunt of Craig and Bobby. Craig and Bobby knew Aunt Irene because she had come to visit from time to time. She lived several hours away by car, but she would come and visit once or twice a year, so they were familiar with her. One day after dinner, Craig and Bobby were called into the family room to talk. It was Robert who spoke to them about this subject. He said, "Boys, I have some bad news for you." He paused. "You remember Aunt Irene? Aunt Irene passed away yesterday. There's going to be a service for her in 2 days. I won't be able to go. And we've decided that Craig and your mom should go." The boys didn't really know how to understand what they were just told. They knew Irene, but they were surprised by this news, and they just didn't know what to think about it. They really didn't talk about it much. 2 days later, it was time for Kathy and Craig to go to the funeral service, or the viewing. They got up early and got into nice clothes and took a very long drive for several hours to get to the place. When they arrived, they entered the front door and were greeted. Kathy signed the book for the both of them, and then they were ushered into the main room. The viewing room was dim, but not dark. There were people talking quietly. And at the other end of the room, there was a coffin, a wooden coffin, which was open. There were lots of candles and lots of flowers. Kathy turned to Craig and said, "I need you to hold my hand. I'm going to need your help." They walked up to the coffin. When they got there, Craig saw that it was Aunt Irene's body. Her hair was perfectly done on the top of her head, the way it had always been when he had seen her. He had never seen her with her hair down. Her hair was a mixture of gray and white, very properly done. Her skin was very soft and a little pale. As Craig looked at her, he thought, "She seems very peaceful and very still." Kathy gazed upon Irene, didn't say anything. At one point, she reached as if to touch her, and then she checked herself and withdrew her hand. She thought better of that. Craig noticed a little tear. About that time, she squeezed Craig's hand tightly and looked him straight in the face and said, "Come on, I need to go. Thank you for helping me." They walked slowly out of the room and directly to the car. Kathy didn't know most of the people in the room. She didn't feel it important to talk to them. So she took Craig out to the car and they started their journey home. They had several hours of driving to do. Initially, Kathy was silent. After a few miles, Kathy looked over at Craig and said, "I should tell you some Irene stories. You may not know much about your Aunt Irene. She was quite a lady." Craig was interested. He indeed did not know a great deal about her. So Kathy started telling the story. She explained that Irene was a school teacher. This Craig already knew. Irene never married. For the longest time, she just taught school, took care of the kids, and life was good. She had a couple of dogs, but she always outlived the dogs. And so in recent years, she had had no dogs. By the time she was in her late 40s, she really had no intention of getting married. She was not looking for a husband. She didn't want any children of her own. She was content with the life she had built for herself as a school teacher. In times long past, she would have been referred to as a school marm. That is, a single lady who teaches school and never marries. Another term that was used for a lady like this would be an old maid. Again, a lady who never married. Nobody ever called Irene a school marm. And she did not like the term old maid because it made her feel old. She didn't consider herself an old maid per se. She just built a life the way she wanted it. This was the way it was until she met Jim. She was in her mid to late 40s when she met Jim. Jim was a widower, a very successful businessman who retired early. Jim was not looking for a new wife. He had been a widower for a number of years, and he was very content with the life he had built for himself. He liked good food. He liked good wine. He liked an occasional cigar. And he was enjoying his retirement. He had a place in Maine where he could go fishing. And he traveled nearly every year to some interesting destination. When Jim and Irene met, they hit it off immediately. They seemed very compatible. There was no stress that one or both of them was looking for anything in particular. They enjoyed each other's company, and they found it very easy to talk to each other about a variety of subjects. Jim invited her to join him on a walk in the park, and that led to them deciding to go to dinner together. Their courtship was a series of fun adventures that they shared together. Over time, they realized that each had met their complement, and they frequently used the term yin and yang. They knew that they were very different from each other, but those differences fit together in a magical combination that was beneficial to both. One of their favorite expressions was yin and yang. With time, they realized, and others realized, that they were a couple. They were growing very devoted to each other. They wanted to spend time with each other. And Jim asked if she might have some time off from school around Christmas, that they could take a trip together. It would be their first trip together. She said yes, that would be great, and gave him the dates that she would be available based on the time that school was out of session. Jim made reservations for airline tickets and hotels. Their flight took them to Munich. But in Munich, they got on a train and went to Salzburg. In Salzburg, they had a nice hotel room, and Jim was hoping that the weather would cooperate so that he could show Irene a wonderful time in Salzburg. Well, that cooperation from the weather was quick to arrive. They had a small snowstorm come in overnight the day before they arrived, and it left a nice coating of snow on the ground in Salzburg. When they arrived in Salzburg, it was a winter wonderland. The snow was not deep, it just decorated the city and made it beautiful. They checked into their hotel, and soon it was in the evening. They went to a nice dinner, and then they walked through the old portion of Salzburg in the crunching of the snow, the smell of the desserts, and lots of lights. The trip to Salzburg was the first of many trips that Jim and Irene took together. Irene realized that this was something missing from her life. She had taught school and had found herself a little cocooned. She was in her small world of the school and the community, and she knew that there was a bigger world out there that she really wanted to explore. And this was one of the things that Jim allowed her, was the exploration of extraordinary places. Kathy explained to Craig that over the years, Irene and Jim had experienced wonderful trips to many places, places that Irene never expected to visit. Kathy said it was about 3 years ago, I think, that Jim died suddenly. That left Irene alone. But, you know, she wasn't really lost. She was sad, but she was very grateful for what she had. She had many years with the love of her life and memories beyond any of her expectations. They talked a lot about Irene and Jim and their adventures. And soon they arrived home. They were tired from their trip. Kathy was relieved to have gone to the viewing. She felt she needed to say goodbye to Irene. But now it was time to get back into the household routine and get on with life. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite comments below, and I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.